Coach, just talk about the stakes of this game. I mean, how tough is it to play knowing that, you know, you have to win to have a shot at the playoffs, and even if you do win, there's a chance you might not make it?
Well, I just don't see it being that tough to, I mean, this time of year, you want to be in the playoffs, and you got to win to advance, so we just feel like our playoffs have started earlier, and I know there's a chance we, you know, you don't get in if you get that 10th win, but most of the time you get in, you get that 10th win, and we were in this situation a few years back, and we didn't win the game. So you can't worry about those scenarios. You just have to take care of what you control. And all we control is, you know, is hopefully trying to get a win against Detroit.
Coach, last time you played the Lions, you held Calvin to 34 yards. Just talk about your approach to defending him and why you had success against him.
As far as our approach to defend him, he's, one of the best players in the game. So you just have to have a plan for him. You know, of course, we played him a lot of times. I have a lot of respect for him. It just takes a lot of people. That's what, you know, we base our defense on getting as many guys as possible around the ball. So, last time we played him, not going to have much to do with how this game goes. I'll just say we know, you know, who he is, and we're spending a lot of time trying to, you know, come up with a plan to slow him down a little bit. Nobody can stop him.
How difficult of a challenge is that, Lovey, with your injury situation at safety?
No, it's difficult, and of course not. You know, with Chris Conte not being able to practice today and all, and possibly not being able to play, it does make it more difficult. But it is, you know, it's always about the next guy up. This time of the year, you know, a lot of teams are playing without some of their players. Detroit, you know, of course, playing without, you know, a few of their guys in the secondary. So nobody wants to, you know, hear that about us.
You just talk about how important turnovers have been to your team's success this year. I mean, you're number two in that category. I know it's important every single week, but that is one of the primary reasons you guys are where you are. Wouldn't you agree?
I think as you look each week and you try to determine what, you know, what's the common thread on winning and losing football games, and you can look to the turnover ratio. Just as simple as that. It's been like that since the beginning of time. Yeah. So naturally, we would put a big premium on taking the ball away on the defensive side. That's a part of our fiber, our core. It's not a good defensive game unless we can take the ball away. And on the other side, of course, it's about ball security. Can't turn it over. Simple as that.
What have you thought? Sorry.
And that's our mindset.
Coach, what have you thought about Matthew Stafford this season? He struggled in that first game against you, and Major Wright just said that he hesitates a little bit when you get pressure in his face.
I don't know about anything that Major said. I know he's a great player, too, to look at his numbers. You know, they move the ball against everybody they play for the most part. And, you know, he can make all of the throws and things like that. You know, you play a division rival. You both know each other fairly well. So, again, he's a great player. We'll have our hands full this week.
Why were you guys able to have so much success in that first game? You held the Lions only 7 points, and that didn't come until right at the end.
I can't really tell you that. We play our defense each week and hope the guys play hard and make a few plays. We were able to make a couple of plays the last time. But it's always hard going against Detroit in an offense like that.
You said his numbers. You look at his numbers. But the most important numbers, obviously, is wins for quarterbacks. Why do you think Detroit, at least from an outsider's point of view, hasn't been able to get the wins? Why hasn't he been able to lead this team?
I have no idea. You had to talk to Detroit about that. I just know we're not basing it on wins and losses. We just look at what we see on video, and they move the ball quite a bit. You know, sometimes you get the ball down the red zone, you don't get touchdowns, or things happen, but you just have to plan for a team being able to move the ball up and down the field, and that's what we're doing. Record-wise, and mean an awful lot, especially with a division opponent. So they've been in just about every game they've played, and it's a fine line between winning and losing in the NFL.
Lovey, I walked in a second late, so I apologize if you've been asked this already, but Calvin had his worst game of the season against you guys the first time around. So what is the key to stopping? How did you guys do so good against
him? Well, you are getting here late. We did talk about that, but I'll keep going. And I didn't have an answer then, and, you know, and don't have one now. Last time, you know, our guys really played well on that game, but, You know, he's one of the best players in the game, and you have to have a plan for him each week, which we're, you know, trying to come up with, and we're just going to play hard every snap and, you know, try to get as many people around him when, you know, Stafford's throwing the ball to him.
And 2,000 yards, how important is that for you guys to prevent him from reaching 2,000?
It is not a part of our mindset at all. And 2,000, I don't, you know, I know he got a record this past week. We don't, that had nothing to do with us. We're trying to hold him to the least amount of yards possible. And the only reason why we're trying to do that is because he's a big part of the offense and everything kind of goes through him. But that's just it. We're trying to get a win in any way possible.
As a coach, as a football fan, did you ever think anybody would eclipse Rice's record, and do you think anybody would ever touch 2,000 yards receiving?
You know, we just haven't, you know, we haven't been a big passing team, so that's not a record I'm really familiar with an awful lot, to be truthful, you know, around here. So when a record has been around that long, it's saying an awful lot. And any record that Jerry Rice has, and you can, you know, you can break it, of course, that's impressive.
How's Brian Urlacher doing?
Making a lot of progress, like all of our players are. You know, he's a quick healer. But what that means, you know, I can't really tell you. Eventually we're going to get him back on the football field. I just don't know exactly when it is.
Coach, after your team's 7-1 start, can you put your finger on what's gone wrong since then for you guys?
No. I mean, and you're asking a lot of questions, and we knew all these answers. I mean, we wouldn't have gone through that, but I think it's pretty simple. During the course of the year, there's a lot of good teams in the NFL. You may get on in some streaks. You have to look at the season as a whole. We're 9-6 right now with a chance to get the 10th win in an NFL season is pretty good. It's hard to do. So I know our guys have played hard each week. We've lost some close games. We've been in just about every one, and that's what you want. And as much as anything, we last week, and it's always about your last game, our guys really showed up in all three phases, and we're hopefully we'll do the same this week.
How's our guy Rod Marinelli doing?
Doing great. Typical Rod, you know, just doing a super job and everything you ask him to be a part of.